doctor? You can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. We talk gardening here on the Dirt Doctor Radio show, talk organic gardening. A few things to do first, and then we'll go right to the lines. The telephone number you call on, and there's only one that anybody out there needs to use, is 1-866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. Beautiful, beautiful day here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We're still having some pretty strange weather. We're having a lot of rain. And I know that it's spotty around. A lot of you are having more than we are, I guess. And some people are still in a really serious drought, missing all the rain. We've got some big lakes and some aquifers here in Texas are still in a lot of trouble. People are starting to talk more and more about water issues, and that water's becoming the main topic from several standpoints. The good news is that what we talk about here on the show is as close to a solution, or it is the best solution for a lot of people. It's not going to help in a giant overall scale if there's just no rain at all. But solving water issues to a great degree, we can help you with. We can help you with, because the organic program that we recommend will allow you to cut your water requirements in about a half, about 50%. We talked about it on Bob Webster's show a little bit. I do his show with him, 30 minutes of it anyway, every Saturday morning. And we were talking about the fact that down in the hill country in certain parts of Texas, still just in a terrible drought, even though there's been all this nice rain. And talked about projects that have gone organic and what kind of water savings these people have experienced. And it's pretty much, it's pretty typical that you'll see, if you really do a true overall organic program and not just a little piece of it here and there, you're going to experience anywhere from 40 to 55% savings. The first really documented cases we looked at, we saw a full 50% reduction in irrigation. The reason that happens is when you're using organic fertilizer rather than synthetic fertilizer, you build a life in the soil, the beneficial microbes and bacteria and protozoa and all the things that are supposed to be there are there. The crumb structure, the physics of the soil changes, and even though there's a better aeration on the one hand, on the other hand, these glues that are formed by the microbes in the soil in a healthy situation hold the moisture for an extended period of time. Going along with that is that when you have healthy soil and you're not using the salt fertilizers, which is what the synthetic stuff is, you're having a lot larger root systems on the plants, and that's for two reasons. One is the roots themselves will be larger and healthier, but many times that size from the actual roots themselves will be the mycorrhizal fungus, which it's like hair extensions for the roots of plants, and it goes out hundreds and hundreds of times more than the roots themselves. So you get the combination of these wonderful glue-like structures that form from the microbes in the soil, and then the root system together with the microbes called mycorrhizal fungus primarily, and there's others too, build to a greater extent. Then that's where this tremendous water holding capacity and efficiency of the plants pulling in water and pulling in nutrients comes from. And that's why you can cut the water bill in half. And on a lot of projects, that's the biggest line item in the budget. Larger the projects, the more it's important. And even for people with farms and ranches where you're not irrigating, you're just depending on Mother Nature and rainfall, it's as big a deal or a bigger deal there, because when rain comes, the rain absorbs into the soil, doesn't leach through as badly. It doesn't wash away on the surface nearly as badly, holds in the soil for a much longer period of time, and gives you greater moisture until the next rain comes along. So that's the basis of what we talk about here. It's why it works so well. There's a few things in the paper from other writers and all that I want to talk about because I want to straighten a few things out that were said that were not correct. This hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company and Texas Plant and Soil Lab and Green Industries, among other supporters of the show, and we're delighted to have their help. MunsterMilling.com is the website for the Munster dog food, and they bring you the SPCA report of the week. And I don't like what I have to read here. Athos and Andy from previous weeks still waiting for home. So let's go to the website, DirtDoctor.com, and check out those good-looking dogs and try to give them some help. This is the SPCA here in the Dallas area. But wherever you are, we want you to help with the rescue programs. It's the best way to get a pet of all, without any question. This week's pet is Sister Lee. And I guess it's Lee. It's L-E-A-H, Lee or Leah. We'll say Lee. Sister Lee is a gorgeous 9-month-old, 45-pound Labrador Shepherd mix looking for a fun-loving family to move in with, a playful girl. She likes prancing around the dog park, chomping on squeaky toys and getting a nice long belly rub. She also likes to take daily walks so that she can explore the neighborhood and take in all the sights and sounds. So check her out. It says she's quite the social butterfly, gets along well with children and other dogs, would love to have a playmate. Did you know that you can bring your current vaccinated pets to the shelter to meet potential pets like Sister Lee? She's been at the SPCA since June the 21st because her previous owners had too many pets due to, it says too many pets to properly dote on her is what it says. Anyway, she's a good-looking girl. Check her out. Our girl, Carmen, our big 100-pound gal, just had a tooth removed. She had bad teeth when we got her. She was 7 years old when we got her, and she had one removed. Apparently, she chewed on rocks when she was a younger dog because she's got several teeth that have chips or broken tips and things like that. But one of them got bad, and she had to have it removed this week. Dr. Verwers over in Fort Worth was involved in that little interesting. I sat in on it and watched it. As a matter of fact, it's interesting to see how I think Carmen felt better after having it, the tooth removed. It was like having, you know, a rock in her mouth all the time, cracked and abscessed. It's swollen up quite a bit, and we did the antibiotics and brought it down, and it looked like she was going to be all right, but we finally decided to go ahead and have that one removed, and she's a lot happier as a result. Let's see what else I need to tell you before we go to the phones. We'll get into some of those article things in a little bit, but right now we'll go ahead and get to the phone lines because they are loaded. By the way, that number when you hear somebody hang up again is 866-444-3478. Here's Roger in Dallas first up. Hello, Roger.
Yes, hello. I have cherry tomatoes, and the skins are splitting on the vine before they're quite ripe to be picked.
Uh-huh.
What's the problem with that?
Well, it's a typical situation people run into when the weather starts getting hot. What happens is when you have tomatoes that are growing and developing in the nice, cool spring weather that we've had, you know, the elasticity of the skin is a certain way. Once it starts getting hot, the skin toughens up, and the plants stop growing. And then we have the rain move in, it gets cool again, and they start growing again. And what happens? They start to enlarge, and that skin has toughened up. And so instead of expanding, it cracks. So it's a cosmetic deal that's basically dependent upon the weather, and there's not a thing you can do about it other than try to mitigate the weather and the heat changes on the plant. And some people can do that with some partial shade structures and things during the afternoon when it's blazing, when it's the hottest blazing sun. But for most people, it's more trouble than it's worth. But it's just, and probably certain varieties do it worse than others too, Roger. You might experiment next season or even for this fall crop some different varieties and see which ones hold up best for you. The Super Fantastic is the one I've always had the most success with, but even mine, if I'm not there every day, the wild animals love the taste of them so much that that's where I have the most damage. But it's just a weather situation.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate the call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com. If you want to be with us, it's 866-444-3478. I'll be back after this.
There's a new version of Garrett Juice coming onto the market. It's Garrett Juice Pro. And if you're a contractor, golf course superintendent, small farm, or growing operation, then these products are designed specifically for you. Green Industries is the manufacturer. It consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There's also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. To learn more or to order, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com.
Crazy Water is so good and good for you, it's crazy. Deep underground, Mother Nature infuses Crazy Water with lots of all-natural minerals so your body absorbs them naturally. Other mineral waters come from some factory somewhere and add synthetic minerals, also made in some factory somewhere. So, of course, your body doesn't absorb those as well. If you can't make it out to Mineral Wells, Texas, you can get all the Crazy Water you need at Whole Foods or Central Market. Crazy Water, so good, it's crazy.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. They do that because that's all we give them, but they really like it. When friends and relatives drop their dogs by to visit, they won't eat their own food if offered the Munster side by side. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are super high quality. A main point for me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of some of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and also some unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so it's your choice. Munster Natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier. We're back with you, and my tea, I didn't mention my tea this morning, kind of fell back to one of my old standbys. This is yerba mate, and honey, nothing but those two things, and it's really a nice tea. For those of you that don't do caffeine, you may want to try it a little at a time. It's not heavy caffeine like tea or coffee, but there is a little bit of caffeine that comes from the yopon that the yerba mate is made from. Let's see here. Let's go back to the phones. Well, Julia in DeSoto is next up, I think. Hi, Julia.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine. Just a quick question. I have followed your organic program for, I guess, 10 or 12 years, and I've always used the trombone sprayer to foliar spray my plants.
Mm-hmm.
And my question to you is, are you allowed to mention a specific brand? I am going to step up to a different sprayer and just would like to know what you use.
Well, that's a good question. I haven't in the past maintained my sprayers very well, and I pulled out my trombone sprayer the other day to use it, and I or whoever was helping me didn't clean it out real well the last time it was used, and it's going to need to have a few parts replaced on it.
Right.
It's a good sprayer. The thing that can go wrong besides that with the trombone sprayer, and for people who wonder what we're talking about here, it looks like it slides back and forth, kind of like a pump shotgun. You put a tube over in the bucket of whatever your mix is, and then you pump it, and it shoots out pretty far, as far as 15 or 20 feet. And so it's a relatively inexpensive sprayer to use for fairly big areas. What I started to say, though, is that if you don't maintain the,
it's like the O-ring.
Yeah,
the parts in it.
Yeah, there's leather ones and rubber ones in the thing. And if you use a little bit of oil
right.
in those and keep uh-huh. them nice and soft,
right.
They'll last for a long time. If you don't do that, they get dry and hard and crack, and then it starts to lose its pressure. And those are the only two things that can go wrong. If you want to step up to something better than a trombone sprayer, probably a backpack sprayer is the next best choice. And the one I'm using is Steel. I'm a huge Steel fan,
okay.
you know, in general from chainsaws down through the hand pruners, and they've got this new line of lithium battery powered things that's just unbelievable. But they're this backpack sprayer is, you know, there's a pump handle on it. It holds about 4 or 5 gallons, which is very, very heavy. If you get one,
probably put it in my wagon and just pull it around.
Yeah, that would work. Or you can just fill it half full, which I do quite a bit myself, or just put a gallon in there. When you load the thing up completely full, it's not so much that it's heavy once you get it on. It's just heavy getting the thing strapped on your back when it's completely full. But it's very good. You do have to clean it and maintain it, not let, especially when you use vinegar to spray weeds around trees and things like that, be sure to clean it out very, very thoroughly, or it can deteriorate, you know, some of the rubber parts and things like that long term.
Okay.
And then the next step would be just to go to some kind of a power sprayer. And what I do is I hire somebody once I get to that point. The only two, I use a little 1 gallon pump up sprayer for really small jobs. And then, like I said, in the past, I've used the trombone sprayer, and then I go up to the steel backpack sprayer. And there's some other backpack sprayers, but I think for the money, it's the best one on the market.
That's what I was thinking. Okay. Well, thank you so very much.
I
enjoy your show.
Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Couple people have been on and have dropped off, so if you call back, let Matt know, and I'll try to get you on here real quick if that was the case. The number is 866-444-3478. Here's Larry in Richardson. Hey, Larry.
Hello. My question is, does orange oil affect nematodes?
Larry, if you had the nematodes right out on the surface or out on the top of a table, or had the container open and poured some straight orange oil on the product that contains the nematodes, it'd kill them. But when you've put the nematodes in the soil and they're already migrating, they're pretty mobile, they move around pretty fast. If then you turned around and loaded up your sprayer, like we were talking about with Garrett juice, and it had 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of spray, which is what I recommend, that wouldn't hurt them at all. In fact, having a little bit of orange oil in the Garrett juice mixture, you might have noticed if you've ever looked at my detox program, that's part of my detox program, because when you put out orange oil at very diluted rates, it stimulates biological activity. It's kind of like sulfur. Same thing. A small amount of sulfur really stimulates microbes in a positive way. Too much of either one of those things, orange oil or sulfur, will kill them. So if you're using it at the rates that I recommend, and you're doing it, you know, not putting it right on the product itself before it even goes out, it's not going to hurt the nematodes at all.
Okay. So the other question I have is, orange oil better than Joy soap for aphids?
Either one of them will kill aphids. Aphids are pretty easy to kill. You can kill aphids with a strong spray. You can take a hose and put your thumb over the end of it and give them a hard blast. And what it does, it rips them off the plant, leaving their mouth part still stuck in the plant. So any mild soap, orange oil will kill aphids. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel's prime minister has made his first comments since the recently announced resumption of peace talks with the Palestinians. Benjamin Netanyahu saying today to his cabinet that talks will be tough and any agreement will have to be ratified in a national referendum. Police say they plan to expand the search for victims in East Cleveland today. 3 bodies found and a suspect arrested over the weekend. The 35-year-old, a registered sex offender, has not yet been charged. Thunderstorms still present a major threat to progress against a wildfire in the Southern California mountains near Palm Springs. Combined with hot air on the ground, the unstable air could cause a strong updraft sometime today. And Chinese officials say unusually wet summer weather has led to at least 337 flooding deaths and another 213 people missing because of the flooding. The anti-flooding headquarters says this year has been remarkably tough. This is SRN News.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's hit show Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-249-1418, for your free flipping formula book and two DVD quick start guide. Just pay processing. That's 800-249-1418. 800-249-1418.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Lee Westwood is just 18 holes away from claiming his first major championship. The talented 40-year-old English golfer shot a 1-under-70 to take the lead after the third round of the British Open. Westwood says he expects to benefit from his missed chances at winning his first major.
I've had lots of chances. I could have won four with just the right things going my way.
Westwood's 3-under total put him two shots up on playing partner Tiger Woods and Hunter Mahon. Wood says he and leader Westwood know how to close out big tournaments.
I've got 14 of these things, and I know what it takes to win it. He's won tournaments all over the world. He knows how to win golf tournaments, so he's two shots ahead, and we're going to go out there, and we're both going to compete and play, and it's not just us, too.
Masters champ Adam Scott is alone at even par after a 70. Zach Johnson and Angel Cabrera head up a group at one over. Phil Mickelson is five back after shooting a 1-over-72. This is SRN Sports. In the National League, in a battle of first and last place teams, San Diego knocked off Central leader St. Louis 5-3. Padres third baseman Chase Headley says losing pitcher Lance Lynn wasn't at his best.
He might tell you that he didn't have his best command of his off-speed stuff, so he really had to come at us with fastballs, but kept him in the game. Maybe not the best outings he's had.
Lynn has lost four of his last five starts. Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 5-4. It was the New York Mets 5, Philadelphia 4, the LA Dodgers 3, 1 over Washington in 10 innings, Milwaukee 6, Miami nothing, Colorado 9, Chicago 3, San Francisco 4, Arizona 3. In the American League, Seattle collected only one hit in the entire game, but somehow managed to beat Houston 4-2. It was Tampa Bay 4, 3 over Toronto, the New York Yankees 5, Boston 2, Minnesota 3, Cleveland 2, Kansas City 6, Detroit 5, Baltimore beat Texas 7-4. The L.A. Angels blanked Oakland 2-0. In interleague play, it was the Chicago White Sox 10-6 over Atlanta. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we've got, I think Larry had a couple more quick questions. Larry, you still there?
Yes.
What else can I do
for you? My last one is how do you get rid of clover?
Pretty easy. The first thing I would tell you is that I like clover. I rather encourage it to be around. In fact, I've planted it in a lot of cases. In my opinion, in the right place, it's prettier than grass. But if you want to get rid of it, it's fairly easy to do. One is, you can mow it a little lower and a little more often, and let it dry out some, and it probably would benefit the grass more than the clover, and it would slowly go away. It doesn't like to be cut down real low like grass, can stand, obviously. The other thing you can do is get a commercial product, and this product is frustrating people a little bit because it's not in every store out there. We're talking about it a lot, and hopefully it'll be more available in the near future. There's a commercial product called AgriLawn, AgriLawn, AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer, and it will knock out clover completely and won't hurt the St. Augustine or Bermuda or turf grasses that you have. It's the only selective herbicide that's on the market at this point. I think you'll see some more of these kind of products in the near future, but right now it's the only one out there.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Bye.
The couple of people that couldn't hold and need to catch up on, Rosemary was getting ready for church or had to do something else, and she wanted to know about tree roots sprouting up. I was about to put a photograph on Facebook, and I will during one of the next breaks, for you to see of a lawn that's primarily St. Augustine grass, and it has some obvious little tree growths coming up in the turf. And I stopped and checked on them a couple days ago. I've been seeing them for some time. It's in a property near our house. And it takes you about 2 seconds to figure out whether they're seedlings or whether they're coming off the roots of a larger tree. And in this case, there's large persimmon trees in the backyard. And it turns out that it's bad news. They're coming off. You can't pull them out of the ground. They're part, you know, they're coming up off of the root system. And it shows a couple of things. One is that when you have relatively large trees on a residential property, they basically will cover your entire property. And that's one of the reasons why we tell people not to ever use the weed and feed fertilizers, because they all say right on the package you shouldn't use them around shrubs and trees. But it's really easy to see from this shot, when I put it on there, you'll be able to see it, that the roots of trees from the backyard are sprouting up in the front yard. So they move around a lot. And so whenever you're treating your property, if you've got trees of any size at all, you're going to be getting that material onto the roots of the tree. So remember that. And the answer for Rosemary and for other people too, if you have sprouts, little trees coming up, if they're seedlings, you can pull them out of the ground pretty easily, especially the first year that they're coming up. And that's what I'd recommend. You can mow them off a couple of times and it generally kills the seedlings. If it's root sprouts, and that'll happen a lot from live oaks. Not all live oaks, but some live oaks are terrible about that. And persimmons are probably the worst culprit of any tree out there. They will sprout up all over the place, and there's not one thing you can do except just keep cutting them off. There's nothing you can do to prevent the sprouting that won't hurt the tree itself. So, yeah, you can take the trees out completely and eventually get the whole root system taken out of there, but short of that, you just have to keep mowing them off and cutting them down. And then Dave had to leave but wanted to know about using railroad cross ties. And I think he mentioned to Matt that they were old ones, probably trying to indicate that he thought that the creosote and the chemicals is probably gone from the railroad ties. I think that railroad ties are extremely toxic and should never be used. I think that any wood product, if it's got enough preservative in it to not rot very fast, you know, it's going to rot. And so it's not a good investment from that standpoint. You're going to have to replace it at some point. If it's got enough preservative in it to not rot, then it's probably going to be extremely toxic and maybe not move laterally in the soil. A&M did this famous supposedly thorough research project years ago when I was traveling around the state talking to people about organics. And I was making a big deal out of the fact that you shouldn't use railroad ties. Well, they had just instigated a new program of teaching school children how to do raised gardens and had specifically recommended railroad ties. And so they did this test showing what the soil was like right beside the railroad ties and 2 inches out and 4 inches and so forth. And their results stated that they didn't see the toxin moving laterally in the soil. Well, that's just part of the problem. The roots of the plants, as I was just mentioning, move around a lot, and they get over and get against the railroad ties. The old CCA lumber was the same. The new product is just a copper preservative, and it's a lot better. So if you have railroad ties and they're going to stay, it'd be best if you had some kind of a piece of plastic or something to block the roots from going over and being able to hit the ties. If you're doing a new project, don't use them. The only wood that anybody's using, and it seems to work pretty well, some of the community gardens are using rough-cut cedar, and it has a natural preservative in the wood, and they last pretty long. They're easy to handle and last, you know, 4 or 5 years, something like that. And so a lot of these people are using them. They maybe will last a little longer than that. But you still got the same question mark. Do you do that and buy some new ones at some point? Or do you use compost, concrete or stone or something like that that costs more one time, but you never have to redo it? And you can also, especially in a home garden, you don't have to have a wall at all. You can simply have the raised bed and then carve the edges down at 45 degrees. And with the organic amendments and mulches and everything that we use, the beds will stay in place very well. The only negative about that is if you end up doing a lot of work in those beds, you can end up having the lines moving around and not keep it exactly where you want it. That happens a little bit in our experimental gardens. Doesn't bother me too much, but it is something that can happen. Got open lines for you all of a sudden here at 866-444-3478. Here's David in Dallas next. Hi, David.
Hello, sir. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Same here. What's up?
My sister has purchased a home, and I'm no horticulturist by any stretch of the imagination, but the home is fine, but they never obviously took care of the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard the adage, would you like some coffee with your sugar? Well, this is, would you like some grass with your hard, cracked dirt? It is like quarter-inch cracks all through it like a badly kept golf course. It is dry. It is little mini ant mounds everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's just like they must have never watered it at all. My first thought was to go get a tiller or something and just tear up the whole thing front and back. I was wondering, is there any process, which I know is going to take a year or two or whatever, but what process could I approach to help her bring that back?
Well, I tell you what I would do if it were mine, David. Is this black clay probably that's cracking that badly? It probably is our black gumbo.
Yeah, she's out in the Mesquite-Segoville area.
Yeah, I think that's pretty plastic. Yeah, soil. I tell you what I would do. I would you're going to be surprised if you just simply start watering it and using some of the organic amendments that I recommend to what will start to grow that's there that you may not even realize right now. I would go to one of the nurseries that sell organic products and get some bags of lava sand and put out lava sand just like you're putting out a fertilizer over the whole place. And if you put out about 100 pounds per 1,000 square feet in this case, that'd be more or less a good starting point. Some of it would get into the crack. Some of it would be left on the surface. Next thing I would do is put out dry molasses at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and then I would start watering. And it's probably not the way you're talking about the condition of the place, an irrigation system there?
No.
Okay.
No, I think she's considering installing one. But
well, if she does, that'd be great. Go ahead and get that done, and if it's not, just get the movable sprinklers and hoses and start watering a real long time everywhere and move them around and just really thoroughly soak those two amendments into the surface of the soil.
Okay.
And what you'll see some of the weeds and you'll see some of the grass start to grow. And you're going to be probably surprised that there's more grass there than you think. Once you start fertilizing a little bit and watering, you'll get a green covering on there. I'd rather do that if it were my place than to till it all and start from scratch. In fact, that's what I did do at our house years ago.
Excellent. Well, I tell you what, here in a couple of months, I'm going to call you back and let you know how it turned out, because I'm trying. I listen to your show every weekend, which might be a little strange for a
No, that's great. I appreciate it. The only other thing you might want to put on your list to do there, David, is to spray it as often as once a month with the Garrett Juice mixture. Buy one of the commercial products or, make it yourself. The formula is on my website, dirtdoctor.com.
Uh-huh. Well, sir, thank you very much. I'm going to give this a shot. And like I said, I'll definitely need to go on Facebook or something and let you know how it turned out. I certainly appreciate it.
Get to work. We'll see you later. Let's see, wide open lines now. Jump on here at 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. There was an interesting gardening column in the paper on Saturday. One of the guys that doesn't believe in organics, and he talked about a couple of things I thought I better comment on. And one of them was a comment that the roots of plants will move toward water and then build up in that area. That's really not true. They won't move. They won't seek water out. Roots move in the soil, and when they experience some water, they expand in that spot, and then you get a situation where the roots will develop heavily in an area where there is a little bit more water. There's a few other things in here that were more serious than that, and I'll talk about them when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com. Don't go away. Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to AskThePlant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's AskThePlant.com or call 956-383-0739.
Last summer, mosquitoes carrying West Nile virus struck with a vengeance. Now it is time to protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito donks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they are safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Mosquitoes are a serious concern. NaturalOrganicWarehouse.com offers all sizes of BTI, misting, and sprayable products for safe, effective treatment of both mosquito larvae and adults. If you're a homeowner, landscape contractor, farmer, rancher, or grower, visit NaturalOrganicWarehouse.com or call 888-998-9669. That's NaturalOrganicWarehouse.com or call 888-998-9669. Better, cleaner, sustainable choices.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle. Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, Howard, back with you. We'll get right back to the phones, but I want to finish one thing I started here quickly, a column written by somebody else talking about trees. The comment was made in this article that when you have rows or columns of holes in the trunk, that that's a woodpecker, sapsucker, and that's true. But it says here that the birds will do little or no permanent damage. They're pretty much a no call to action item. That's very wrong. When you have sapsuckers drilling holes in the trunk of your tree, and this is a pretty dramatic example, the photograph that's in this article, that does some pretty significant damage to the health of the tree. And if it continues, large limbs or even trunks can be killed. It also means that the tree's in stress or they wouldn't be there in the first place. We discovered some research that had been done a long time ago in a funny little book, and we've got the information about the book and about the research and about what you do if you're having a woodpecker or sapsucker damage on your trees in our library of dirtdoctor.com. You just go into the library part of the website and look it up. Everything's in alphabetical order. I think we probably did a newsletter about it, and we've talked about it in great detail, and the little book that has the research in it is what the book said that we had always assumed, but it had data proving it, is that when a tree is in stress, when you see sapsucker damage on a tree, or what I'm going to talk about in a second, squirrel damage, where they've chewed on limbs and you've got big brown spots all throughout the top of the tree, that damage or an animal coming and eating the bark off of a tree, in all those cases, that is a clear sign that the tree is in stress. And the tree will send sugars, will concentrate sugars in certain places, trying to help mend itself, heal itself. And that stress can come from the tree being physically injured, being watered too much, watered too little, buried too deep in the ground, very common situation, or fertilized with high nitrogen fertilizers too much, or, you know, weed and feed things. There's always a reason for the animal damage on a tree. And what you do is our sick tree treatment, the whole process there, the first step being exposing the root or the trunk flare. And same thing goes for, we had, for example, a Japanese maple that was being eaten by either rats or squirrels, some of the bark. And I had it too deep in the soil myself. This was years ago when I was first getting in the, into all this. It was in a big container. I took about 6 inches of soil off of the base of the Japanese maple in a pot, and we haven't had that issue of an animal eating the bark since. So that's how that works. Let me see. Dave was with us and then came back. Are you there, Dave?
Yes, sir.
You were the
How
one
are you?
That was. I'm fine. You were the one asking about the railroad ties.
Yeah, I just you know, you can buy these old used railroad ties that are, you know, a lot of them are kind of bleached out, but some of them still certainly have treatment in them. And I was just curious as to whether or not those are suitable for landscaping, for lining up your driveway, et cetera, or you feel like, I guess I just want to know what your feelings are about them.
Well, I talked about it in pretty good detail, but I don't mind mentioning it again because it's a serious thing. The things should not be sold and they shouldn't be used. They're, if they have enough creosote in them to not rot, they're toxic. Creosote was identified as a carcinogen years and years ago. And it's nasty stuff in every way. And if they're bleached out enough and dried out enough to not have any creosote left in them at all, and I think that's pretty much impossible, but if most of it is gone, they're going to rot pretty quickly. And so it's a bad investment from that standpoint. So go with steel curbing, concrete, stone, something that's going to be more permanent and not be toxic.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate the call. Don't mind talking about that from time to time. Somebody was – okay, the Arbico thing? Okay, good. What Matt is sending me a note about here, they heard Sherry talk about how to tell if the beneficial nematodes you buy from Arbico are still alive and healthy. Theirs almost always are because the quality is extremely high and all that. But if you want to see something, and it'd be kind of interesting to see. I haven't done it myself. I need to do it and video it and put it on dirtdoctor.com. You take the new fresh nematodes that you've gotten from Arbico or from anybody and put them on a pile on a table. Open the package, whatever it is. The ones that come in a blue sponge, you can't do this with, but the ones that come in a potting soil-looking material or what Arbico's looks like, it looks like a real moist, soft sawdust-looking material. That's not what it is, but that's the closest thing to explaining to you what it looks like. Anyway, you put it into a little cone on the table, you know, wide at the bottom and pointed at the top like a teepee or something. And if they're still alive, which they will be from Arbico, what they do is their movement inside that material will cause it to collapse and flatten out on the table. And it happens in a pretty short period of time, but it's an interesting thing that I need to get videoed and put on the website for you. The website, by the way, is dirtdoctor.com. Our newsletter is free. Just send us your email address and say you want to get it. You can fill out the form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com under the newsletter button and join the 100-something thousand people that are there. Goes out one subject at a time weekly, costs nothing, and we'd like to have you on board, dirtdoctor.com. I'm Howard Garrett, and we'll be doing a couple more hours right after this.